Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Kyle Hamilton met with the media as the Ravens count down to Sunday night showdown with the Bills.
Can you take anything away from game 3 months ago that is, you know, beneficial in preparation or even in mindset when you get ready to go and take this playoff game?
Yeah, I think a little bit. Obviously, we're two very different teams than we were whenever that game was. And, you know, I think the biggest thing we take away from that is that it can be done. Just got to, you know, replicate that success. And I know Buffalo has sour taste in their mouth about that game, so it's going to be a tough one. But, you know, I think we're prepared for it. We're going to go out there and do what we need to do.
You watch Josh Hamilton. Do you see anything different or any further evolution in his games? You're prepping like, oh, I didn't realize he's doing that now, too. Or is there anything, or is he just still that big hoss you can't bring down and can sling it?
You said Josh Hamilton, and I initially thought Rangers legend Josh Hamilton. What was your question again? Sorry, that's the only thing.
Seen him, his evolution? Is he any different than what, you know, from being the guy who just, you know, impossible to tackle and can throw it all over the field, you know, is the nuance of it, you know, of playing the position?
Yeah, I mean, he's one of the best in the league for a reason, and up for the MVP with Lamar for a reason, and it's because he affects the game in a very different way than a lot of different quarterbacks. And, you know, he's one of one in that sense, you know, arm talent and mobility, and he's big and kind of manages that offense really well. And guys play really well around him, and, you know, he spreads the ball around. They got the run game going the past few games, and so much respect to them in that sense. And, you know, it's going to be a challenge for us, but I think we've been practicing pretty well so far this week. Got a good game plan, so I'm excited to go out there and play the game.
Kyle, as a safety,
how different you got both teams are. Teams change a lot over the course of the season. When you watch the film, what do you feel like is the biggest difference you've seen in their offense from week 4 to the way you're facing?
Yeah, I think just the way the flow of the game went, they couldn't really get to the run game just because they got behind quickly. But they've been really running the ball well the past few weeks, and, you know, getting knocked back up front and plethora of running backs running hard along with Josh. And, you know, that's an aspect to the game that you didn't really have to worry too much about in the past with the Bills. You know, they've been throwing the ball around for the most part, but they really committed to the run, and it's definitely a respectable run game. And, you know, they've hurt Broncos last week with it, so I think it's big for us as a defense to knock the run out first before we can get to anything else.
Kyle, as a safety, how do you go about trying to stop these second and third plays from guys like Josh Allen who can extend the play for so long?
Yeah, you know, playing against him, he does such a good job escaping the pocket. And then when he's out of the pocket, you know, he throws really well on the run. It's accurate. He can throw in deep. So Coach Harbaugh, along with all of our defensive coaches, have been harping on, you know, plastering our coverage. And no matter how long you think the play is going to be, just go until the whistle is dead and, you know, make sure that when they scramble upfield that we're attached to them and just play everything top down.
Is it maybe obvious to say that practicing against Lamar every single day is the best preparation you can have for a guy like Josh Allen?
Yeah, I mean, probably. You know, obviously we don't get to hit Lamar, but I think it's going to be big for us to just keep him contained when he does get out of the pocket, just tackle him and limit the gains and honestly just limit what he can do outside the pocket. I think that's a big thing for us and our D-line, just kind of cage him in there and win the game from that perspective. But, yeah, Lamar definitely offers us a good look in that sense. I don't know how hard he's really going in practice in terms of running the ball and stuff, but he's always out there just running around and laughing, and I guess you could say it's a good look.
Buffalo uses a lot of motion before a snap. You guys have been really good at defending that kind of stuff. What do they do to stress you guys, and how important is everything that you have to do before a snap to kind of handle all that stuff?
Yeah, I think their offensive scheme has been really successful just in terms of putting everybody in different places and utilizing everybody's strengths. And like you said, the motions and all that stuff, it makes you communicate. And I think it's something that we've had our bumps in the road with, but I think we've gotten really good at it to this point in the season. And it's the reason why we're still one of eight still playing. And just got to continue that. You know, every game is its own game. So just because we communicated well last week or the week before that doesn't mean we automatically are going to do that. So we got to hone in on it this week and make an important emphasis.
Fired up for Monday night.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, we've been talking to Malik Harrison, a couple guys, Ohio State guys in the locker room, but going to get it done.
Thanks, Kyle.
Appreciate it.